Uncensored Radio Real Talk Roundtable. Real life, real laughs, real talk.
Hello out there in UCR land, and welcome to another Real Talk Roundtable. I have a lot of lovely faces around the roundtable today. Say hi, Katie M.
Hi, sorry.
Hi. We have our lovely voiceover artist, Miss Anjol. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Our lovely Luke down there, looking fresh-faced. Oh, and
going clockwork. I see what's happening.
Yes.
Hey, everyone.
The queen of, I was going to say mean, but not really, the queen of opinions, Miss Vera.
Vera's not mean. We love her.
No, she's the queen of everything.
The queen of opinions.
The queen of opinions, Vera. And, of course, the unstoppable force of Miss Katie Underwood. Hey.
Morning.
Okay, so we've got a bit of a juicy one today. I'm going to just hit you with some statistics straight up, and you can tell me what you think.
Oh, boy.
So, we are lied to 10 to 200 times a day and tell a lie ourselves an average of one to two times in the same period.
Yep.
Does that ring true for everyone?
Yeah, so just got turned on the news.
Oh, yeah. Probably every other phone call I take during the day is a lie. So, yeah.
I think I used to lie a lot more when I was younger, but I don't. Yeah. I don't think now so much. But yeah,
we'll come. We're going to get into that. Here's some more statistics for you for a 2017 study. By the age of 4, 90% of children have learnt the concept of lying. And based on studies performed in the past, it is estimated that 60% of adults could not have a 10-minute conversation without lying at least once. Within those 10 minutes, an average of 3 lies were told.
I mean, grown-ups. Grown-ups who go to work every day, they lie 3 times an hour?
Apparently.
Yeah, I can see that.
I believe it.
Listen, I could see that. Because I do not lie 3 times an hour.
I definitely do. I work in customer service. Come on. It's like required for you to lie.
There are patients that I don't tell complete truths to.
That's a lie, Vera.
I won't say your doctor's refusing to take your call, but I will say the doctor is unavailable.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
The doctor hates you.
Sorry, honey, girl, that's a lie. Vera, you was a liar.
So I want to start out today with
we're
just
counting that as a lie, then yes, I probably lied.
We are totally counting that as a lie. I just said I probably lie like all day when I'm on the phone. It's just
we want to start out today with just a general sense. We're not going to get too specific to start with because it's going to unfold during the show of what's our opinion on lying.
Hmm.
I'm going to start with Luke.
Oh, gosh, me. Look, I think we all tell white lies. I think it's the intention behind the lie. If there's some malice there, then I think it's a really horrible, you know, like someone asked me at work the other day, am I a bitch or do I just talk too much? And I'm like, oh, look, you can be confrontational. But really, she can be a bitch. But I didn't want to hurt her feelings because she was, like, wanting some feedback. So I let her know gently that tone it down.
Thanks for putting our conversation on air, Luke.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, Ms. Katie Underwood, how do we feel about lying?
I concur with Luke. I think the concept of being absolutely truthful all the time might seem noble, but it's actually not practical, and I've seen it have the potential to cause more harm than good. You know, the art of diplomacy is, you know, lying artfully to get what everybody wants without hurting anybody's egos or feelings. So I think there is an art to lying well. And for the greater good. But again, as Luke said, if behind the lie is some form of true deceit, malice, or, you know, ill will, then I think that needs to be examined. So I don't believe that lying in itself is bad, but the intention behind it, or the driver behind it, I think, is what makes it questionable.
I absolutely agree with that. Intention is everything. You know, I do say that I have told patients little white lies. I don't necessarily consider it a lie because actually the doctor isn't available to speak to you. But I do agree that there are times when it's diplomacy. It's not, if you are lying to safeguard somebody's feelings, you are lying to present things in a palatable way without, you know, people say, I'm just telling you the truth. And they're really just being mean, you know. There's a difference.
Definitely. Miss Katie McCarthy, anything to add?
I got to be careful about this because there's still a child awake and I have a point to make, but I cannot make it right now. However.
Liar.
he's checking me out. I think there's some truth to what Katie, you said. And I think some people can't really handle the truth. They want you to tell they want you to tell them the truth, but once you tell them, they are all hurt and devastated and they can't handle it. So a lie kind of spares their feelings and kind of spares the strain on your friendship or your relationship.
And Miss Angel, what's your opinion on, just a general opinion on lying?
Okay, so I lie to my children sometimes. I'm sorry. It's a necessity to get me through the day. I'm sorry. I tell them little white lies. Like, yeah, you look great. No, why are you wearing this? You know, like, they have their personal style. I'm not going to hurt their feelings. But when friends ask you for the truth, sometimes they really don't want it.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Yeah.
Don't do it because then you're the asshole who they hate.
Nope. You reckon there's truth in that line? You know, the truth, you can't handle the truth.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
And as far as the kids' things go, I'm going to tiptoe around it. Holidays, let's just put it that way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's
Red-hatted holidays.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh,
and you know, maybe
holidays and
maybe pop, things pop that. Holidays. You know, like they maybe come in after you've lost something. And
yeah. Well, the way I got my daughter to keep brushing her teeth was that I said the tooth fairy won't pay for yucky teeth if they go yellow and brown. They have to be beautiful and white. And the better they are, the more cash she's going to just make it rain. And she's like, she's in there with that Barbie electric toothbrush.
Awesome. I don't know. My kids were young when they realized certain things. Like, they realized mom was doing certain things. Mm-hmm. They called me out. My son was 7, and I was just like, okay, try and lie. But he was like, I saw you.
I think we all knew by like age 7.
I love the fact that Lucas conditioned his daughter to think like a drug dealer. It's gonna be pure. It's gonna be white. It's gonna be pure white. It's gonna be the good stuff. It's gonna be the good stuff. We gotta go.
I think my brother was about 8 when he ruined it for me. Honestly, now that you say that age, I'm pretty sure he was just like.
Mm-mm. I was a lot younger. I think I was like 5.
Well, I was about 5 or 6 when he ruined it for me, but he was just like, yep.
Mom, I think was that when my kids, so I've got 2 daughters, and one of them was a good 2 years behind the other one to the degree that she was reluctant to release the lie. I think at some level she understood that the guy with the red hat was not the person putting the presents under the tree, but she was kind of happy in her what I'll call conscious denial. So, you know, in that way she was kind of secretly lying to herself, and then it got to a point where it just became so obvious. It's like, you know, and they tried to call me out for the lie, and how can you do that, and you're an adult, and what's that?
Wow.
And I said, you know what, this is one of those occasions where we all agree to, we agree on the same fantasy because it makes the occasion more fun. I said, so as long as you're prepared to believe it, I'll be prepared
My son was
keep
ruthless.
This going, you know?
My son did not fall for that. He's like, Mom, I know you. You wouldn't let some fat guy just break into our house.
Santa be dead.
I can't. Oh, absolutely. I can't argue with it. So I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Like, at that point, I just gave up. Dude,
shut up. Don't tell your cousins.
My niece right. and nephew made a pact. They weren't going to admit out loud that they understood that Santa Claus was fake because they didn't want any socks or underwear.
Yeah, exactly. That's when the presents change, isn't it? Right. It's like, oh, well.
That's going to be the threat presents. I use for my oldest when he starts to figure it out. And so he doesn't ruin it for my youngest. Like, listen.
All right, so I want to read you some statistics on who gets lied to the most, and let's see if we can agree. I think you're all gonna nod your heads.
No, you're right.
At the top of the list, we have parents with 86%. Friends come in at 75%. Siblings very closely at 73%, and spouses at 69%. So how do we feel about that?
Kyle, are we lying? Kyle said he's lying.
Kyle's lying.
My Kyle better not lie if he knows what's good for him.
Are our parents getting lied to the most, or are you as parents getting lied to the most?
I think it's pretty even. I think we're lying to them as much as they're lying.
Yeah,
I think just about every day in answer to the question, have you brushed your teeth?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No. Have you done your homework?
Like, no, you haven't. Like, go. No, look, this is daily.
Yeah, sure you are. Mom.
To do math homework.
Or as a teenager, yeah, Mom, I'm just going over to Jessica's house to spend the night.
I know you're not.
I'm drunk somewhere in a cornfield.
I'm that mom where I don't believe anything until I see it with my eyes. I hear it. I'm like, I did pull out, like, dude, did you take your meds? Of course I took my meds. Okay, show them to me. Show me the box. He's like, oh, okay.
Maybe he's hanging upside down from the ceiling.
He's like, oh, I gotta go do it. I'm gonna do it. It's like, yeah, don't test me, because if I ask you if you brush your teeth and you tell me, I'm like, let me smell your breath. I'm that type of mom.
It's funny how young they start, though. Like, you know, like something, like we had some crayon on the wall the other day. So straight away, this fantastical story will come out about how this girl from daycare that she doesn't like had broken into our house, found the crayons and drawn on the wall. I said, wow. I said, you know what? We're going to get her a present for that. She's gone to a lot of trouble to come in and do this for us. All come out then. No, Dad, it was me. It was me. Oh, I need a present. I'm like,
not my butt.
Oh my God. I
think the thing that's interesting to me about lying and kids with lying is it seems to be quite innate. And it does tend to kick in quite early and shockingly early at how easily and effortlessly your toddler will begin to lie to you to avoid getting in trouble, you know, and it's quite disturbing. We assume that a lot of this is learned behavior, and maybe they pick it up subliminally, you know, that as parents, where, you know, if you don't eat your veggies, you won't grow past 4 foot, or whatever lies we tell them to get them to do things. You know, maybe they just soak that in and think, well, that seems to work for them, so maybe I'll just try that on. But I think I was genuinely shocked at the early age that these little white lies started to be told to me by these sweet, innocent cherub. Why are you pulling
sweet
this at me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, whose children are you talking about?
Yeah. Not yours, obviously.
I was saying maybe Luke's and Angel's, but you're not talking about mine.
You know what? My daughter didn't really lie as much. She's our mellow hippie baby, but my son, he's the one who causes gray hairs. Like, I'm always catching him in little lies. Like, dude.
You're saying he's got like a future in the legal profession, or?
I keep saying he needs to be a lawyer. Like, this kid can argue anything, and he makes you believe in him. I'm like, damn, this kid's going to make money someday. I'm going to be really good. I'm all for it.
You do you.
For the younger kids, it's probably, I'm not going to say the most harmless kind of lie, but it really is not like something that's malicious or
like they're doing to deceive anything you. Important. Right.
They're just like they're just trying to keep things moving, right? Like
right, exactly.
And then when you get older, it turns to self-preservation. I used to do there it all go. The time too. When I was in high school and I wasn't at school, I'd be like, oh, because used to get picked up every day after school because I had to go straight to my after school activities. So I'd be like, oh, you don't have to worry about picking me up from school today. We're on a blah. And she'd be like, you're not at school, are you? No.
No.
Wait a second. She used to wag school.
I'm the baby. Hello.
Did you used to wag school though? Because I'm shocked. What's happened did. Now? Now you're such a nerd.
I never did. I was like, I'm always at school until year 12.
Wow. It's all over then anyway.
See you guys, I'm out. It was out.
I remember talking to some of my classmates at reunion and they'd be talking about something that happened and they're like, do you remember that? No, I probably wasn't at school that day. I don't remember my senior year because I was barely there.
But I got karma. I got karma hardcore. One night we were, and this was we were in year 10, so actually we were very much underage drinking because I was only 15. We were staying at a friend's place, and this friend just happened to be like a couple. They were in year 10 and they lived together. Yep. Anyway, we'll talk about Ooh, it off air. And we're like, oh, we're just going to watch some videos and, you know, just, yeah, like, da-da-da-da-da.
Meanwhile, I'm feeling nervous about the story.
We'd already walked to the grog, to the bottle shop and got ourselves some $2.50 bottles of Passion Pop and juice because we were fancy AF. Passion Pop, juice, and lollies and chips. Walking back, and my best friend goes, how funny would it be if your dad drove past?
And your dad drove past, didn't he?
I was at least a good 40 minutes away from home. Who pulls up four lanes across the road?
Oh, no.
But my father stops the car, gets what? Out of the car, crosses four lanes of traffic. Oh, no. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, we just went to the shops to get some snack, like some more food, because like you could, like more people showed up than we were expecting. He's like, oh yeah, and he's like, if anything happens, call me. I'm like, okay, bye.
Oh, you got off light.
You did get off light.
That was my mom. I'd be like dragged across those four lanes by my hair. It's like,
I'm a baby. I was the baby.
My sister had something similar happen. She and her friend were sneaking out of school, and my dad was driving down the street as they were walking away from school. So he pulled over. He says, what's going on? And she said, oh, lunch was really gross. So we are going down to the Hilltop Grocery to get some snacks for school. And he said, get in. So he drove him down to the Hilltop, and neither one of them had a dime.
Aiding and abetting the criminals.
You're right. They had to come out empty-handed. Get back in the car while my dad drove him right back to school.
Okay. So, guys, here we've got two options for where the most lies are seen. Would anyone like to take a guess?
Work.
Sort of. Number one is resumes, and number two is dating sites. We lie to prospective employees and we lie to prospective partners.
Yeah.
Dating sites, a big thing. And I only know because I met my ex on a dating site and he definitely fucking lied.
I think resumes, you're selling yourself. So people
but are you
like,
really
like
selling
to...
yourself if you have to lie?
Well, no, because you've got to be capable of what you're claiming.
All right, one at a time, folks. One at a time.
It's not lying if you're just, you know, pumping it up a little bit. Like, you're bringing out the best of your strengths. No, it's not.
Is it lying? Katie Underwood?
I'm a bit bemused by this tendency towards lying on resumes. I think this seems to be a relatively new thing. Like, there's one thing to go, okay, I'm going to embellish my qualities, as Angele said, and that's one thing. But to put on certifications that you don't have,
or references that
you don't know, or like a college that you never attended.
Oh,
if people are doing stuff like that, what? You know,
that's
why?
Like criminal.
Why?
Look at that.
Look at it in your experience, Katie. Back in the day when you auditioned for pop stars, there was no social media. There was none of it. You could be like, yeah, I've been performing for 700 years now. I've been in this band and this band and this band. You can't get away with shit these days because people can Google you and go, what have you been doing the last 17 years of your life?
Right. Yeah. Like, no, that's right.
And right. Yeah, Vera and Luke, you can't really lie on anything to do with your, with your jobs because you'll kill people.
Yeah, but people do fabricate stuff. Like, not outright lies like, oh, I've got a degree when I don't. Like, but people, I've seen on people's resumes, like, they've been, like, you know, team leaders and rah, rah, rah. It's like, no, you weren't, bitch. You weren't, ever. But, like, ever.
Definitely lied on my dating profile. Definitely lied on my dating profile.
Yeah, well, we've all died.
Lied to me all the time.
Oh, yeah, okay, well,
the worst thing to do is to lie to your, like, health provider.
Yeah.
They all do. Oh, how much do you drink a day? Oh, maybe one.
Yeah.
So you're staggering.
When was one the last time you got high? Oh, I haven't got high in years. And then you pull up their history and it's like chronic cannabis use, you know?
There's a needle hanging out of their arm as they're standing there.
Or they'll tell me, I quit smoking, and they walk down the hall and you can smell that they either been smoking a cigarette or washed their clothes in an ashtray. You know,
I think,
yeah, but that's often they will do that, and it's because people are embarrassed sometimes of their their bad habits.
They're kind of afraid that their doctor's going to yell at them. Or
but why do you lie? Why do you lie about things that are so obviously not true? Like at work, people will bring products back in, and I'm like, all right, what have you done? Have you cleaned it? Have you touched it? No, all good. You'll take a DVD or a CD out of the case, and there's dirty fingerprints all over it, and smears, and it sticks to the wall. I'm like, oh, yeah, I sold it to you like this, obviously. Yeah. But, no, it's like, and it's like with clothing, like, and working in clothing retail, you're like, oh, have you worn this? No. Well, how come it smells like 900 kilo of perfume or cigarette or like it's sticky from being in the club or something. It's like,
you see, that's sort of lying, like that's quite malicious. That's a situation where people are really trying to get away with doing the wrong thing. But I think for a lot of lies, whether they're happening at home, whether it's kids to their parents to kids, or whether you're at work, I think overall mostly people are just trying to put their best self forward. They're trying to appear the best, to avoid being judged, and they're trying to put their possible best self, or the version of themselves that they wish they would be. And in a lot of cases, they have to kind of lie or bend the truth to do that. So, I mean, then this is just my opinion, but I think, you know, probably 70% of lies are kind of well-meaning in that regard. And then a much smaller degree would be people that are really trying to do you out of do you out of service or get away with something that's really, you know, not quite right. But I think the bulk of our lives are kind of just trying to put on the best face. Yeah, I only drink once a day, or I'm smoking. Right. Of course I'm like faithful to my partner, or, you know.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine, exactly. And people are like, hey, how are you? You go, oh, yeah, not bad. And the truth is not that, you know, at all.
Unless you're on this panel, do you really want to know?
We say that to just, as KDM said, to kind of just keep things moving, to keep life moving. Because if we had to stop and be honest with every single person we interacted with all day, we would just be constantly downloading this, you know, inconvenient truth of our lives, you know?
Right.
But there are definitely people in your life that are chronic liars that will lie about inconsequential things, you know?
Yeah.
I saw him at the grocery store. Well, he was in Buffalo yesterday. Why would you tell me you saw him in the grocery store, you know? He was at the grocery store between 7 and 10 p.m. and I was there at 7 to 10 p.m. And, you know, it's like they will lie even further when they get caught in a bold-faced lie. And there's no reason to lie to me and tell me that you saw him at the grocery store in the first place.
So I have a question for you guys. On what Katie and Vera just said, do you personally save your honesty for people who matter more to you in your life, that you have a higher stake relationship with, like definitely your children, your partner, your sibling, your family? Interesting, because I guess as Katie said, the time and energy, what it takes to be really honest with someone, isn't really worth it to Joe Blogs on the street or Mary, who you work with, who's a dumb bitch, and you're like, whatever, I can't stand you anyway. I'll just keep you at. It's a way of keeping people at arm's length so they're not not only
not having to deal with them, like yeah, not having to deal with them,
you're
life,
not expending energy. You're not.
And I think giving too much of yourself. See, my problem was I do share too much. I've learnt now that it doesn't do you any favors to give people that don't have your best interest at heart too much of yourself.
Yes.
And yeah, now I pull back and I'm like, all you need to know is that I brushed my teeth this morning.
I'm not going out there looking for excuses to lie, but like if I have to do it to keep things moving, like I said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I think as Luke said, and I'll bounce off something I got from Brené Brown, who talks a lot about, you know, shame spirals and guilt and that our truth telling is a form of intimacy. And it is sacred. And she campaigns that, you know, don't tell your deepest truth to just anybody because you can't trust that they're going to use that wisely. Can those people keep your truth? Can they keep your secrets? Can they keep your confidence? And that if we have to kind of casually, loosely lie, if we just want to call it that, to most people, and we save that beautiful, sacred truth-telling to those people that we trust, because we know that information isn't going to be abused. So, you know, I think if we're using this sort of broad umbrella of lying as a different way of saying, you know, we don't have to actually expose our truth to just anybody, and that's okay.
So not everyone's owed the truth, we're saying.
No, that's right.
It's not a personal onus that you have to be 100% honest to everyone you meet all the time, every day of your life.
Right. Yeah, and I also think there are some people in your life, like being honest with them is almost draining every ounce of energy you have because they ask you something, but they don't really want to know the truth. So if you give that to them, they literally suck the positive energy out of your body. So it's like, no, I'm just going to tell them whatever. So they just leave me the hell alone because they don't care anyways, you know?
They want the spotlight.
Right. And I just don't want to put the effort into it. So I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. And I'm on with my day, you know?
One of my coworkers said that his mother raised him with an adage. There are two answers to every question. There's the truth. And then there's the answer that someone wants to hear.
Exactly. Like, you know, if you go through the checkout, I was going to say earlier, when they ask you, how's your day? All they want to hear is good. Yeah. I actually went once. I said, you know what? It's been a terrible day. And this young kid just looked at me like, where do we go from here?
And that's why we know that you don't work in retail because you don't ask that question.
And then there's the lie.
I never ask, how's your day?
And then there's the lie that everyone tells. Oh, we should totally get together sometime.
Oh, I tell that lie at least 15 times a week. I'm not at least.
Oh my God, we're going to do lunch and drinks.
Hi, Marie. Marie is here. So, Marie, we're talking about lying. Now, in your line of work, I'm sure you get lies all day, every day from your customers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. my favorite is, I mean, I just had stuffed mushrooms here last week. I'm like, well, I've worked here 14 years and we've never had that. So I don't know. It's just a lot of, you know, I mean, well, definitely fib, I'd say.
My favorite one in hospitality is that, like, you go back and you check on their meal and everything's fine. Then at the end, you're like, how is everything? Oh, it was horrible. I'm like, well, why didn't you say something when I came and checked?
Yeah, or they eat it all. Oh, I didn't eat it all. I'm like, you probably should have said something to me at that point. I'm kind of brutally honest, though. Like, my favorite is we have beers that are brewed for us. And I was like, we don't brew those beers. And they're like, I'm like, do you see a brewery over here? Like, do you see, like, I said, my name's on the ketchup, but do you think I have a ketchup factory over here? I said, this is something that businesses do. I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, don't get that. Not that, you know, I mean, so for me, they're like, oh man, girl, we appreciate your honest. I'm like, oh, don't get that. That's too expensive. No, get this over here. Get this without this, that. I mean, I'm just huge. No, I can't. Because then they're going to blame me when something's not, you know. And then they're like, oh, you lied to us. So yeah. I think people ask, especially your server, a lot of questions. And you're sitting there like, oh, God. I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. I'm like, yeah, our kitchen sucks. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Hey, I'll buy you a beer. You know, I mean, like, Florida right now, we're so crazy. Like, there's lines out the door before we even open. And, you know, it's like, are you guys open? Does it look like we're open? We're, like, filling stuff and pouring sauces. And, like, I'm like, does it look like I'm open right now? I'm not open. You know? So, it's, you know, I'm used to it. And I'm just
guys. Like, do you think Marie's a bit tense?
It's just in Florida.
It's just, it's crazy. And, you know, like, so, and now we have that support staff from Jamaica. So we are like, this group came in, we're a huge family. It's great. Now they're all leaving. And now it's all new people. And I'm like, what the heck, you guys? And they're like, we only get to come here for 5 months and they make us leave. I'm like,
yeah.
They're only allowed here. And I'm like,
yeah,
well, come back. And they were like, we love you. Can you come back? And they're like, if we don't know. And I'm like, that's awful. So yeah, that's what we're changing out. We're losing all of our people we've created this relationship with and who's been a lifesaver because we just don't have any staff. And now it's all retraining people all over again. So
I feel you. I feel July. You.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another question. We've got another hypothetical for the panel. So I'll give you a minute to marinate on it after I ask. Would you be truthful if you knew a friend's partner was cheating?
Hell yeah.
I'll give you a second to think about it because we have asked this question before and we got a mixed amount of responses. But since we're talking specifically about lying and the, you know, pros and cons of lying today, I think we should think about it in that vein. We're going to go with Katie McCarthy first because she's next to me. So, Katie, what do you think?
I have told them, and I actually lost the friend over it. Because,
and do you think that was worth it?
I just don't think she was ready to hear the truth.
So does that make you or everyone in that situation, does that make you question the validity and deepness of that friendship if they're not willing to believe you? Vera?
I think I've been in the exact same position and had the exact same that it wasn't the spouse cheating that got sidelined, it was me. And, you know, that person was not ready to hear the truth and my truth was just too much and I was sidelined and the cheating spouse was not.
Okay.
It happens.
Luke, what about you, sir?
Look, I'm very much in the same boat there. It's a weird one when that happens because you tell somebody, especially if you really like your friend, you're telling them because you don't want them to get hurt, but there's a whole other emotional connection going on there between those two people, and sometimes you will probably end up the one that is held in bad light, even right. though that person's done something wrong. It's easier to shut you out and to shut that down than to deal with the complexities of what's going on in their relationship.
Interesting. Ms. Marie, what about you?
I have a disclaimer because I'm very honest. Don't ask me if you don't want to hear the truth.
Oh my God, you're not related to Jeffrey Emmett, are you?
I am. And to me, if you don't want to hear the absolute truth, because most people already know. You know before you ask. Like, so I'm like, if you don't want to hear my opinion, then don't ask me. And I'm brutally honest, and some people can't handle it. And it was a situation at work today where I was honest with someone, and I guess there was talk, and I'm just like, and the other girl says, well, they're making comments about you because you kind of did something aggressively. And I said, have you not learned yet? I don't care. I said, I don't care what people say about me. I said, I am who I am. I'm honest. I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's that. Like, I was like, so I mean, but I feel like if you're going to be that kind of person, you can't take things personally when people say things about you.
When it's turned around on you. Exactly. All right, Anjo, Talk to me.
So this actually happened in my previous marriage. I actually had a friend contact me and said, hey, I have to talk to you. It's really important. She had screenshots of him on different dating sites and stuff like that. And I actually appreciated it because I had other friends who'd seen him out and didn't say a word to me, like close friends. So for me, I was like, well, this person really cares about my feelings, cares about my life, cares about how I'm being affected. The other people, are they really your friends if they're not going to be like, hey, I know the person you're with is screwing around and banging every freaking hood rat out on the road. No, that's not a friend. So I dropped a lot of people who were like afterwards, they're like, oh, well, yeah, we did see him. Well, you know what? Fuck you too. Bye. Hit the bricks with them. Like, it is what it is. So I appreciate honesty on that one. If someone's cheating, I'm telling everybody on the street. I'm going out with a banner. Like, everybody's going to know.
And last but definitely not least, Miss Katie Underwood. Sorry, Vera. You had to say?
I was just going to say that in two different relationships, I was cheated on, and I knew it. The relationship changed, and I knew it. It's like, this is done. He's seeing somebody else. You know, and I think that people tell lies to themselves.
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, Katie, go ahead.
Katie, right.
Look, I think my answer to this is it's really complicated. I think stepping in and getting involved in anybody else's relationship is always really precarious, because one thing that I do know about being in relationships and having been near others, you know, for many, many years, is that often a couple will have secret arrangements with each other that they never make public. So I've had situations where people will be in what I can only term conscious denial, where they're aware that their partner may be cheating, but they're not prepared to face it, and they value their relationship more than they value the honesty. And we think this is a bad thing, but if that couple has agreed to this level of conscious denial, or maybe a more evolved version, having an open relationship, then looking at someone else's relationship from the outside and judging it and assuming that you know what's best for them or what's right for them can be really, really dangerous. Unless, of course, it is a very close friend, that you do know what their relationship dynamics are and that you do know precisely what the rules are. If you can see that, you know, there's deviation, you go, all right, well, yeah, I need to have a chat with you. But I think my instinct would probably be less inclined to just call it out and create more drama, but rather to brace myself for that moment where my girlfriend or my other friend calls up and says, I think my partner might be cheating. And then I think that is then the open doorway to go, actually, you know what? I've been wanting to tell you this for a while, and now's the time. You know, and then you know that person is ready to receive the truth. But I think, you know, you have to know a person quite well to judge that and to make that step. So, you know, my answer is not a straight up yes or no. It really depends on my relationship with them and all those other factors. You know, it's complicated.
Yeah. It goes back to what we were saying. If it is just a work colleague, you're not really super invested in that relationship. But if it's someone care about, you have quality time with, you have feelings for, it is a little bit more demanding on your own sense of truth, I guess, as to when and how you tell them, or if you tell them.
Yeah, like an example of this is one of my closest friends. She was dating this full-blown narcissist for a few years, but, you know, as is always the case, you don't sort of pick that up until it's too late. And I had a conversation with him one day, and without going into the detail on the conversation I was having with him, I basically just called him out. I said, are you for real actually lying to me right now about what's going on? Because I can tell that this is not your honest truth. And he went into this narcissistic rage mode and just kind of disowned me. But it took 2 years because my girlfriend at that time wasn't ready to accept the situation that she was in with this guy. Our friendship kind of went cold for a couple of years, you know, and I just said to her, I said, you know what? He's not my friend anymore. He's nothing to me. You're everything to me. I said, don't ask me to see him, speak to him, be involved with him, but I've got your back. And when you need me, I'm here. But the truth was, I had to step way back from that whole situation, and it took a good 2 years to recover. Now we're closer than we've ever been. But, you know, that was a case where I told my truth to her in that moment, and it wasn't necessarily helpful, you know. Yeah. But I had to be clear with her about my boundaries to go, you know what, I love your face off, but he is dead to me, you know.
And a douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's been a very interesting conversation so far. What I want to do is close out with a couple more statistics and get your vibe on it, guys. So this is everyday lying. So 12% of adults admit to telling a lie often or sometimes.
Pretty sure we're
okay. Okay, I have to fuss up to something. I'm not even going to lie. So I have this friend. Oh, I love immensely. Don't get me wrong. But I have no energy sometimes. But it's been like every single day. They're like, oh, we want to get together. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm busy. I'm working. Meanwhile, my ass is laying on my couch, having a glass of wine, watching Snapped. Like, sometimes it's
that's
for my
self-care.
Own.
Self-care. You're allowed to say no.
Yeah. Okay, like 3 weeks straight though.
You can see,
and people probably think she's sweet, and because I'm like, no, bitch, I'm tired. I'm laying on the couch. I'm not hanging out with you. I'm a bitch. Like, that's the difference.
You're allowed to say no. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel like you have to lie. Say no. It is the most powerful thing I have learned going into my 30s. You are absolutely allowed to say no. You are obligated to no one, no matter how close you are to that person. Say no if you're not into it. Just like Luke, no. I don't know what, but no.
Okay, here's one that the panel probably aren't going to love. 80% of women admit to telling harmless half-truths occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course I'm 35.
I am totally 5'2".
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not wearing a push-up bra.
We've talked about these ones before. 31% of people admit to lying on resumes.
Yeah. Hello. I'm afraid to lie on resumes.
I won't lie on that.
I'm afraid to lie. Not when you can prove it. Okay, 13% of patients lie to their doctor.
Yes.
Yes.
I lied to my doctor before, but I got to tell you, I stopped that as soon as I got pregnant with my first. They're like, listen, you need to be honest with us because this not only affects you now, it affects your baby. I'm like, yeah, okay, no more lies.
I probably tell my doctors, Dennis, and all them way too much. They're probably like, that's why they send me the survey all the time to give them like 5 stars because, you know, sort of my crap. So they're just like, oh, yeah, she's.
Well, they just. They put Marie under general anesthetic just to do a filling.
Well,
so, Marie, any allergies? Oh, jizz.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I mean, and you know, and I'll tell you, like, my doctors are really good with me because I'm paranoid about my teeth. I'm paranoid about everything. So they're super sweet. I just had to go get, I'm sure, more basal skin cancer. Thank you, our Irish side of our family, you know, Jeffrey, you know, and like, but, you know, but they're super sweet and they're good. And I love the doctors and the medical people down here. They're like really good about getting you in and everything, even with COVID and everything going on. So, you know, I appreciate any of you that work in the medical field. I mean, it's, you know, a calling for sure for people.
I've got two more to close this out, guys. And these ones are pretty funny. So be ready. we have a tenth of lies are just exaggerations and 60% were outright deceptions. So obviously there's a difference, right?
Oh, there's totally a difference.
And the big one that I say for last, Americans tell an average of 11 lies a week.
Yep.
You
I say some
Americans.
More, probably more. Yeah. Probably more.
Yep.
Yeah. I have one that I want to bring up.
Oh, go for it.
A life coach once said, and I don't know why I was in this class. I thought it was a bad class. But I stayed for the class, and the life coach was saying that the biggest lie we ever tell ourselves is when we say we're going to get up at 7:30 and we hit the snooze.
Oh, hell yeah. Every bit.
And I'm like,
every day.
That's not a lie. That's a 10-minute warning to get your head in the game.
Yeah, I think if we were gonna include self-deception in this conversation, we would be up to like 100 plus times a day. That's a whole different episode.
Oh, I'm totally gonna go back to the gym.
That's a whole different episode.
I only ate one cookie.
I can totally work this off. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, I think the general takeaway from today's episode about lies is that we're all liars.
In some ways.
It's just the degree of the lie that, you know, that separates us. And the majority of the lies that the panel have told are generally to not self-serving, but more serving of other people, to, you know, shield them a little bit, to care for the people that you care for, look after your tribe, et cetera, et cetera. So that's not necessarily the worst thing in the world, right?
Right.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today at the Real Talk Roundtable, and we will see you all again very, very soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.